Have you ever started your week with the best intentions, promising yourself you'd stick to a meal plan, only to find that by Wednesday you're dialing up your favorite takeout, ordering Uber Eats, and promising that next week will be different? If so, you're in good company, my friend. The dance between a well-oiled meal planning machine and a wildly off-the-rails eating habit is one many of us know too well. So why is it that despite our best efforts, keeping consistent on meal planning feels like trying to hold water in our hands? In this episode, let's dive into understanding why, all while sprinkling in some tips to get us from attempting to achieving our meal planning goals. Do you dread meal planning because it seems like so much work? Do you find yourself ordering takeout at 5 p.m. again and again because you just don't know how to answer the ever-dreaded question, Mom, what's for dinner? Or perhaps you're wishing you had a simple, step-by-step system to whip up quick, healthy meals for your family so you can actually spend quality time with them instead of slaving away in the kitchen. Welcome to the Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast. I'm Blaga Gerson, your host and fellow mama of four who's obsessed with creating systems to solve the what's for dinner dilemma without chaos. For many years, I was doing it all wrong, making those frantic last minute dinner decisions, relying way too much on takeout, and making far too many mad dashes to the grocery store, which left me feeling drained and overwhelmed. But then I realized I needed a simple, effective plan that would seamlessly fit into our hectic lives. A plan that I could stick to no matter what life threw at us. So in this podcast, I'll be sharing the exact weekly meal plans, tips, tricks, and strategies to meal plan in just 15 minutes a week with no stress, pressure, or overwhelm, my friend. So hold off on ordering that pizza, mama, pop in those earbuds, and let's dive in. Hey, hey, beautiful mama. Welcome back to another episode of the Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast. I'm Blaga, your host, and this is episode 47, and I'm going to call it Why Meal Planning and I Are on an On-Again, Off-Again Relationship, a Tale of Chaos, Consistency, and Culinary Triumph. Hope you're all doing so good, and the sun is shining for you wherever you may be in this beautiful world. I got to insure my convertible today, so that is a happy day for me. But before we dive in, if you want to come hang out with other busy moms who are on a mission to answer the hey mom, what's for dinner dilemma without stress or overwhelm and make quick, healthy, and delicious meals your family will love, inside the free Meal Planning for Busy Moms Facebook group, you'll get weekly meal plans, tips, tricks, and strategies to meal plan in 15 minutes a week. You'll even be able to connect, find an accountability partner, share some of your funny kitchen stories, and get support inside the community. I'd love for you to come and join us. You can join at bit.ly/mealplanningforbusymomsfbgroup. Okay, you have your coffee, mama? Let's dive in. The calendar isn't just for birthdays, girlfriend. First things first. Scheduling. Ah, the calendar, that magical grid where time either stretches out in endless possibility or gets filled up faster than a college student and an all-you-can-eat buffet. But here's the secret. Your calendar can be your best friend in the quest for meal planning consistency. Rather than letting meal preparation be an afterthought that tries to squeeze its way into your day, making room for it on your calendar gives it the importance it deserves. Just like you wouldn't skip a doctor's appointment, you've penciled in, scheduling meal planning time makes it non-negotiable part of your day. And newsflash, we have to do this every day. We have to meal plan. We have to feed our families. We have to eat every day. So let's make it easier. Reframing the have to. You ever catch yourself saying, oh, I have to plan my meals? That's the sound of dread, my friend. But what if we flip the script? Changing I have to I get to meal plan shifts it from being a chore to a privilege. It becomes an opportunity to nourish our bodies, to save money, to be creative, and viewing it through this lens turns meal planning into a positive, enjoyable activity rather than just another task on the to-do list. When planning goes right and when it doesn't. Remember that week when you nailed your meal planning? The fridge was stocked, every meal was a hit, and you were on top of the world. You crushed it. The sense of peace, satisfaction, and downright smugness at your organizational skills was flawless and nothing shy from remarkable. And cut to a different week. The fridge echoed with emptiness. Every mealtime felt like a crisis, and it was chaos. The contrast? Meal planning. It's the superhero of your daily routine when it's there, and it's absent. It's the villain we didn't know we were up against. Let me paint a picture of my world when I neglected meal planning, as it's a mix of stress, ordering takeout far too often, and feeling like I'm failing at the simple task of feeding my family. Life feels scattered, reflecting the state of my kitchen. Controversially, when I stick to my meal plan dates, it's like I've got a cape and transformed into the queen of my world. There's a sense of calm knowing what's for dinner. My wallet's thicker without the constant takeout, and my body feels energized by nutritious meals. The fridge is an organized haven, grocery shopping is a breeze, and I'm amazed at how much time I have. Time that I used to spend pondering the eternal question, what's for dinner? Embracing meal planning with a fun, friendly approach has been a game changer for me. It's not about a rigid schedule or sticking to a diet. It's about freeing up headspace, celebrating food, and bringing joy and health into our daily lives. So let's get practical. How do we make meal planning a consistent habit that effortlessly fits into our jam-packed lives and have an on-again fun relationship with meal planning? Schedule it like it's a hot date, girlfriend, because, well, it is. Mark it in your calendar. No, seriously. If we can schedule hair appointments, gym sessions, and binge watch the Great British Bake Off, we can schedule meal planning. Dedicate a specific time each week to sit down, dream up your meals, and write that grocery list. Treat it as a non-negotiable, a date with your health and sanity, and you can join me every Sunday and we can meal plan together on the podcast, right? I share my weekly pot menu with you. Shift your mindset from I have to I get to. Language is powerful, my friend. When I shifted from thinking of meal planning as another dreaded chore to viewing it as an opportunity to nourish my body, experiment with recipes, and dodge the chaos of unpreparedness, it started feeling like less of a burden. I got to plan my meals such as privilege and not a punishment. Use tools and resources. There's an app for that, or a planner or a printable, right? Find a tool that makes meal planning enjoyable and easy for you. Visualize your week, see your shopping list at a glance, and keep all your favorite recipes in one place. And keep it flexible. Life happens. Your meal plan should have some wiggle room. Schedule a leftover night or a wild card meal that can be switched out if plans change. Flexibility prevents the whole plan from falling apart when unexpected events pop up, and make meal planning your BFF. Embrace the power of leftovers. Cook once, eat twice or thrice. It's efficient, and leftovers can be repurposed in creative ways. Plus, it frees up time on your schedule. Theme nights, right? Taco Tuesday, Stir Fry Friday. This isn't just fun. It narrows down options, reducing decision fatigue. And the buddy system, pair up with a friend or a family member. Sharing meal plans or cooking duties not only saves time, but also adds a sprinkle of social spice to the process. If you don't have anyone, you can join our community, our Facebook community, where we are all about that. Keep a go-to list. Compile a list of quick, healthy meals you love when creativity is on vacation. This list is your meal planning lifeboat. Okay, so if you find yourself in the cycle of meal prep highs and lows, remember it's not just about food, my friend. It's about giving yourself the gift of time, health, and peace of mind. And who doesn't want to unwrap that gift every single day? So cheer up, Buttercup. Armed with a calendar, a shifted mindset, and a handful of practical tips, we can turn meal planning from a dreaded task into a highlight of our week. Let's commit to ditching the chaos and embracing the joy of cooking. After all, we don't want to have to meal plan. We get to craft a life that's delicious in all the right ways and be on a fun and happy on-again relationship with meal planning. So there you have it, beautiful mamas. Another episode for you on the Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast. I'm so grateful you can join us. Have you become an insider yet? Get my weekly meal plans with the recipes, and all the information will be in the show notes. Thanks again for being here. I am so grateful for you. And I just hope you have a blessed and beautiful day. Bye for now. Hey, beautiful mama. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with another busy mama who may want to answer the hey mom, what's for dinner dilemma without stress, takeout, or mad dashes to the grocery store? Also, if you want to receive my weekly meal plans that will help you meal plan in 15 minutes per week and ultimately spend less time in the kitchen and more time with your family, check out the show notes on how to become a meal planning insider. I'm so grateful for you all, and I'm so glad you're here, and it fills my heart knowing this podcast is helping you. Okay, my friend, time to get my meal planning game on. No more ordering pizza for this mama, and I'll meet you back here for another episode. I drop them Wednesdays and Sundays. Stay tuned and have a blessed and beautiful week. Bye for now.